Please join me in the call to worship. God of grace, we come with all we have, bodies, souls, minds, all here to worship you. We have come for a glimpse of your kingdom of kindness, a world where love rules over all, a world where enemies embrace, distinctions between friend and foe evaporating in the light of your love. We dedicate this hour of worship to you. And your kingdom come. Amen. In the hymnal 98.
Please stand to sing 98, a hymn of harvest and thanksgiving. It says in verse 3, heap on his sacred altar the gifts his goodness gave, which is what we have today. We'll sing verse 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. We can all be very thankful of the fact that the weather is still so very nice at this point of the year. Are there any guests among us that would like to be introduced at this point in time? Or visiting us from afar? Welcome to you. Thank you. Well, let's move right on to our bulletin and point out a few points in there that are of particular importance. Number one, always nice to hear another child coming into the world. Jessica and Matthew Rohde are happy to announce the birth of their daughter, Claire Margaret Rohde, on September 24th. Ella Burkhart would like to thank everyone for her prayers and cards during her stay in hospital. Number four, Jacob Dick. I was told this morning that he is actually back at home now. So that is of particular importance. And he wishes to thank everyone from Steinbach. Of course, number six, nice to hear that things are going very well with the chemo treatments for Gary and that the CT scan indicates that it's been very effective. This afternoon, or this morning, right after the service, there will be a Thanksgiving potluck. So everyone is invited to join downstairs for that. And at 5 p.m. today, there's also the Baby Boomer Barbecue at Gary and Carol's place out in Steinbach. And all are, and as you notice, it says give or take a few years. So if you're on the cusp or being a baby boomer or not, then you can sneak your way in there. One other thing to note on the back of your bulletin, the second item down, there's a send-off concert for the Faith and Life Male Choir in preparation for their tour of Ukraine, beginning tomorrow and going through to the 18th. John and Erica Wiens will be on that trip. And, please keep them in your prayers for a safe journey. From what John tells me, they'll only be 100 kilometers away from the fighting in the Ukraine. So let's please keep them in our prayers so they can stay safe. Is there anything else anyone would like to make note of before we move on to the children's story? No? Okay. Then I'll hand it over to Ingrid.
Oh, well. Good morning. How are you? That's good. This morning, the grown-ups are going to be reading something out of Daniel, and they're going to be talking about being wise. Does anyone know what wisdom means? That's a big word. Well, it's a short word, but it means a big thing. Does anyone know? Any ideas? Wisdom? Okay, I'll give you a couple examples. You tell me if I'm being wise. Am I being wise when I cross the street without looking both ways? No, that is not wise. Am I being wise when I ask my mom and dad for advice before I do something important? Yes, that's wisdom. So you guys know what wisdom is. So in the story today, Daniel is living in a place with a king that's a little crazy. And the king is telling Daniel, you got to tell me what my dream is, and then you got to tell me what my dream means. So, is it possible to know what other people's dreams are? No. And the king said, if you don't tell me this, then I'm going to kill you. Crazy king, right? So what do you think Daniel did? What would you do if you wanted to be wise? No ideas? Well, we're in church. Where would you go to get wisdom? I heard it. God, yes. So Daniel got his friends and him, everyone started to pray that they could be wise. And guess what happened? They got wisdom, yes. Daniel knew what the dream was about and he could go and tell the king what the dream meant. So praying is a way to get wisdom. Now, sometimes when we're living in our lives now, people make decisions in crazy ways. Mr. White and I sometimes made a decision about who was going to change the next diaper by playing rock, paper, scissors. Have you ever done that? Now, is changing a diaper a giant decision? No, it's a kind of a yucky chore nobody wants to do. So rock, paper, scissors is probably a good method to make that decision. Now, a big decision we also made is that we wanted to get married. Do you think we played rock, paper, scissors for that one? No, because he always lost, and I really wanted to marry him. So we prayed, we talked to our families, we thought about what we were doing. So wisdom is something that comes from God. It's a God-given gift. Can we just bow our heads for prayer? Dear Lord, help us to remember to ask you for the answers to difficult decisions that we face each day. Keep us safe. Amen. Now, I'm not sure, is there Sunday school today? Yes, there is. So you guys can walk downstairs and have Sunday school.
So we'll move into our sharing time of our service this morning. Is there anything anyone would like to share with us this morning? Any positive feelings, thoughts, expressions? Do we have anybody with a microphone at this point? Right at the back. Okay. So Stephanie, I guess. Yeah.
I just wanted to ask for prayers for my family. My Uncle John Rempel had a heart attack this week. He's currently in health sciences, and we are waiting for him to be transferred to St. Boniface later this week for bypass surgery. He lives with his daughter and her daughter, so we'll be taking care of 6-year-old a little bit as we can, as he was her primary caregiver.
Thank you. Right at the back.
First of all, it's Alice speaking, and I really want to be I'm thankful to God for all his blessings that he's bestowed on me this past year. And most recently, I'm thankful for my care group, who last weekend, in all that rain, all of them, man, woman, and child, all came out and helped me move to my new residence, and I'm very grateful. That put a whole new spin on what caregiving is about, and not caregiving, but being a care group. And I thank them, and God bless you all.
Thank you. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to share with us this morning? Oh.
Hello, it's Matthew here. Matt, as I prefer. I wanted to say my MITT schooling is going well. I really enjoy it. I'm working on my second year stuff already, by myself, not from my school. But, the second year stuff is electronics, so I'm kind of collecting computers to work on and get running and working. So if anyone has anything, I would greatly appreciate it too. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. Is there anyone else that would like to share with us this morning? Okay, then we'll move on to the blue hymnal, hymn number 94.
Let's continue praising with Come Ye Thankful People. Come, please stand and sing this Thanksgiving hymn together. We'll sing verse 1 and 2.
Please join me in prayer. Our Holy Father and our God, we give you thanks for this day you have given us. We give you thanks for the life you have given us. Not only this temporal life, O God, but the eternal life that is ours in Jesus Christ. We are thankful that you sent us your own apostle, Jesus Christ, the messenger of the new covenant, the perfect Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, who purged our sin through his own sacrifice of himself, our ultimate faithful and merciful high priest, who ever intercedes for us, and our King who rules over us and defends us. We give you thanks, O God, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from you and your Son. We thank you for his continuing ministry in our lives, because we know that it is only by his work that we can in any way hold fast to our confession that is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now we'll move on to the membership and installation service.
Good point there for you, that people, when she said when you come to church, you're the source of wisdom, and I thought, you're going to say, down that hallway in the pastor's office, that you reminded us that you point people to church, that we are the source of wisdom. In your bulletins, you'll, you have an insert, you might want to have a handy tool to refer to that a few times as well. Today we want to celebrate not only that God has brought prosperity us to walk with us as a pastor during this time, that Franz has asked to become a member of his church. This is a statement that he wants to be part of us, that he sees God at work here at North Kelowna Internet Church, that he wants to join us as the people of God. But we also have a part of this, we as a congregation. We recognize that as people join our church, we are committing ourselves to support them through our prayers, our words, and our actions. Before we ask Franz to share his faith story, it seems appropriate and important that we renew our commitment to follow Christ as Christ's disciples. It is this declaring community that we are inviting us to join. In your bulletin insert, you'll find a part of it called Congregational Commitment. I invite you to read that together with me. We commit ourselves to follow Jesus Christ, through whom God has brought peace to the world, and in whose name we share the work of reconciliation. We commit ourselves to the way of God, living lives of contentment, self-denial, and prayer. We commit ourselves to love each other, serving the church, and sharing our time, talents, and possessions. We commit ourselves to care for the world, bringing good news to the world, setting free the oppressed, and proclaiming Jesus as liberator and Lord. In this commitment, we find joy, peace, and delight. Becoming a member of a church is a statement that we want to be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Becoming a member says that we are willing to share what God has given us with the church, and that we are open to receive what others have to offer. It says we are willing to be accountable to others, and to care for them as best we can. It is a statement that we are willing to give and receive forgiveness, counsel, and a sensible life. Aren't we like to invite you to share a little bit of your story? I'm sure over the next months we'll hear more, but this is a new chair of the group.
Should be on, right? Light is on. Okay, thank you. Sharing a faith story reminds me of when I was a young child, because that's when faith formation took place. I learned it as a young boy at home, from my parents, from my older siblings, later in Sunday school. And later yet, I learned an old confession of faith. And it begins like this: I believe in God the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son. You know the Confession of Faith, right? It's called the Apostolic Confession of Faith and is now recognized in all Christian traditions. I cannot point to a certain time where I became a Christian or a believer. I think I always was one. But I can remember a time where I made a conscious decision to follow through on that and become part of the community deliberately. And I think that is what Christian discipleship means, to make a deliberate choice to follow. I did not realize at the time that that was only the beginning. I realized later that it was like being born. You start afresh. You make a decision, and ever since things have developed, I continue to learn new things. I learned truly to be a Mennonite in a Lutheran Bible school. And I continue to learn from different churches and different traditions and different nations and cultures that each one of us is very subjective in our faith, but that we have the same foundation. We believe in God. And we believe in Jesus Christ. And that shall suffice. That shall be enough today. You'll hear more in the days to come.
Sure we will. I'm glad to hear that you're open to learn from the church, because this church has taught me so much about how to love each other and care. And I'm sure they've got some wonderful things in store for you as well. As we listen to your story of God at work in your life, and have come to know you a little bit, we recognize that we are fellow travelers in God's soul. We walk together as God's people, forgiven by the work of Jesus Christ, brought together by God's love and grace. Do you now wish to be received as a member in this congregation? And are you willing, with God's help, to share the gifts God has given you with us in our common mission as servants of Jesus Christ?
I do.
I'd like to invite you to turn in the back of your hymn book to number 794. Come and join me in your heart. I'll read the leader part if you would join me in the people part, please. Franzu has witnessed to his faith in Jesus Christ and offered himself as a companion in our obedience to Christ. It's our privilege and joy to welcome him into our family of faith. We freely receive you, even as Christ has received us. We open ourselves to fellowship with you. Worship, study, service, and discipline. We pledge our willingness to give and receive counsel, to offer and accept forgiveness in the divinity we need. We joyfully accept Jesus Christ, both in the care of our spiritual family and in our mission to the world. Franz, I'd like to welcome you as a member of North Madonna Mennonite Church. We appreciated the attitude that you've come with and the task that you're willing to take on. We look forward to learning and growing together with you. Normally we have a prayer at this time, but we've got some more to go, so we'll just keep on rolling and the prayer will come. Rob, if you come lead us in this next part.
As a church, we have called Franz Wiebe to walk with us as our pastor in this time as we search for a permanent pastor. After a careful consideration, he has accepted our call as a call from God. Today we want to install Franz Wiebe as our pastor in the name of the Chief Shepherd and Pastor, our Lord Jesus Christ. If you could please follow along, please, in the, on your insert, on the installation portion, and participate. We are here today in the presence of God and this church to install Franz Wiebe as short-term pastor of this congregation. Who presents Franz for installation? We, the congregation, present Franz Wiebe, believing that we have been guided by the Spirit of God. We have Franz. In commending Franz for this ministry, will you also uphold him in it?
Franz, seeing that God, by his grace, has called you into the pastoral ministry, that North Bologna Mennonite Church has felt the leading to call you into its leadership, and that you are about to enter into a covenant relationship with its members, I would like to ask you the following question. Do you hold to the promises that you made in your baptism and ordination?
I do.
Do you believe that this calling and your acceptance of it are in response to the leading of the Holy Spirit?
I do.
Will you seek to be faithful in prayer, in setting forth the Scripture, and in seeking the good of this congregation?
I will.
And will you seek to live honestly, openly, and justly with your sisters and brothers in this congregation?
I will.
Again, please follow along in your inserts and help and respond with me. Friends, today we covenant with you to be partners in ministry. This charge we give to you becomes a charge to all of us, for we are all members of one another. As you exercise your gifts of equipping us and those whom you will interact with, we will also exercise our Spirit-given gifts. Together, as servants, we commit to you our support that you might freely exercise this responsibility we have entrusted to you. Our prayers and guidance and our encouragement will be offered to support you. In our ministry together, we want to fulfill what God has called us to do. We earnestly desire that for all whom you will serve, that you will be a faithful minister of Jesus Christ.
It is so fitting to have this part of the service and the Thanksgiving service, because it really is about giving thanks. And I'm giving thanks. I'm giving thanks for the people to offer to a relative stranger to walk with you. I'm giving thanks to you to pledge yourself to walk with me, and you don't even know what that means yet. And I am giving thanks that God has led us throughout our lives. And I have always found that if one door closes, there's always another door opening. When there's one direction planned and it doesn't work out, other opportunities have presented itself. So I see this also as an opportunity to learn with you together, walk with you together, and sometimes just nudge you a little bit and challenge you, if that is okay. Because faith means continue to grow together. May God be with us and guide us all.
I'd like to ask Kim up on behalf of the Prayer Shawl Ministry, and also Ilsa, if you would join us for a few moments, please.
On behalf of the Prayer Shawl and Quilt Ministry here, we'd like to present you with a shawl for Ilsa and a quilt for Franz to be part of our congregation. I'm just going to read the blessing that we do on each of our mantles. And this is how it reads. May God's grace be upon this prayer quilt and shawl for Franz and Ilsa, warming, comforting, enfolding, and embracing. May these mantles be safe havens, a sacred place of security and well-being, sustaining and embracing in good times as well as difficult ones. May Franz and Ilsa be cradled in hope, kept in joy, graced with peace, and wrapped in love. Blessed be.
At this point, we'd like to invite those who would like to put, lay their hands on Franz and Ilsa to come to the front, and the rest of us will stand in a moment for prayer. So if you'd like to come and put your hand on them as a sign of blessing and support, please do that this time. And the rest of you can please stand. Let's bow as we pray. God, you have loved us into your family, your story, with an overwhelming and affirming love. Thank you for the way that you have called us to be the church, built on the foundation of your Son, Jesus Christ. You called your people to service through the church. Thank you for the calling to ministry that comes to each of us. Today we thank you especially for the call to pastoral ministry. We ask that you would bless the covenant that has been formed today between Franz and this church. Help us to remember to turn to you as our source of strength and vision. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Bind us together with the bond of peace. And now, Franz, may the God of peace who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in every good thing, so that you may do God's will, working among us what is pleasing in God's sight, Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever.
Today's scripture reading is Daniel 2, verses 20 to 23. Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are His. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with Him. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king.
Hi. I'm Mackenzie Zacharias. Nice to meet you. Over the last couple of weeks, we as a youth group have been talking about Thanksgiving. The following is a message developed by our church's youth group. It was a group effort and includes thoughts from many of us. I'll mention who told the stories, but ideas belong to the group as a whole. Daniel 2, verse 19 to 23 comes from the story of Daniel, of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. When asked of an overview of the story, Alyssa gave us this summary. Let me just poof up my hair because Alyssa has very poofy hair. The king dude had a dream, and he asked the wise guys, but they were like, oh, whoops, don't know. And then Daniel knew, but it wasn't him, it was God. And they sang a song, and it was all good. The song she is referring to is Daniel's Prayer of Thanksgiving in verses 19 to 23. As we read this passage, we found two key sections. The first is a section on praise. God is in control. God is the one who raises up or removes kings. God controls everything, even the times and the seasons. God also guides those who want to make the right decision. We also realize that verse 22 is kind of creepy. It says, God reveals deep and hidden things, and shows what is in the darkness. Eric told us about he works in an office that is dark because graphic designers don't like the fluorescent lights, because it wrecks the screen colors on the computers. When someone else comes into the room and turns on the light, they all see the dirt and grime around them, and Eric feels the need to clean. God makes the truth known. God helps us to see it even when we try to ignore it. And it's the story God revealed to Daniel the king's dream. We also talked about Proverbs 1 to verse 7, which reads, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Tim noted that the word fear can also mean respect. Therefore, respecting and honoring God leads to the beginning of knowledge. The thing you fear has power over you. When you fear fire, you respect fire. You don't just go around lighting fires. You make sure you light whatever fire you need in a controlled way. God has power over all of us, but He will use it justly, and I trust this. Since God has always been in power, and we have the fear of the Lord, God gave it to those of us who honor God. We also talked about the different types of relationships. Vertical relationships refer to the relationship between God and us, but horizontal relationships refer to the relationships between us and the people around us. Daniel uses what God gave him, wisdom and understanding, and the ability to understand dreams in his relationship with others, such as the king. Keeley told us a story of a history class a couple years ago, where they were talking about the Mennonites. As he described the Mennonites, they said that Mennonites were committed to peace and conflict resolution. When her friends heard this, and then realized that Keeley was a Mennonite, they started bringing their conflicts to her to have her fix them. Well, she wasn't sure that she was the most peaceful person. We also saw some wisdom in this story, that our faith calls us to certain values, and that if we cultivate them, we can use them to help others. And even though she didn't see herself as being a problem solver, some others saw a problem solver in her. I remember once in class, we were doing an assignment on characteristics of characters in one of our stories, and some of us didn't know how to describe the characters. So the teacher had us go around class and tell others what we appreciate about them. Others know us better sometimes than we know ourselves. So what does this all have to do with Thanksgiving? Daniel's song is a story of thankfulness. God gave him the answer of what the king's dream was, but instead of running off, he stopped and thanked God. He praised God for God's hand in history, for God's gift of wisdom of those of us who want to do the right thing. God makes the truth known. Then Daniel turns personally and thanks God for the gift of wisdom and power that God has given him. As we learn to respect God, we trust that God will guide us to the right decisions as well.
Please turn to number 327, Great is Thy Faithfulness. It's our response to Thanksgiving and God's goodness. Please stand if you wish.
Thank you. Maybe I'll go up a step to be the same height. I just want to say, first of all, that was wonderful what Mackenzie did. I see she's gone, but that was fabulous. And Tim, thanks for leading our youth, drawing them into our congregation. We have so much to learn. That was a little different take than I've seen in most commentaries, but it was very good. A few words of instruction before we begin. As the bread and the wine are passed, you'll notice that in the center of the bread there is some crackers. They are gluten-free, if you'd prefer that. And in the center of the tray of wine there is some lighter colored juice, which is in fact juice, if you would prefer that. When Jesus, after the resurrection, Jesus approached his disciples, he says, "Peace be with you." That was a saying that continued on in the church, and we see it frequently with Paul. And as the church with time began to have communion on a regular basis, it became part of the communion service, passing the peace. And so this morning we'd like to invite you, as you pass the tray along, say, "The peace of Christ be with you." And an appropriate response is, "And also with you." When God invites us to his table, it's always a time of celebration. Like the manna that people came, a very big table, that desert. But the manna came down and it was celebrating that God looks after his people. Or the Passover meal, celebrating the way that God brings freedom, a celebration that we continue today. The Feast of Weeks, which was similar to our Thanksgiving, a time when we recognize that all we have comes from God. Or Jesus feeding the 5,000, reflecting on God's compassion and care for each of us as he feeds us. Today we are invited to the Lord's table to celebrate as well. We celebrate God's incredible love in sending his Son to live and die for us, which we heard the choir singing about. We celebrate the family that God has invited us to be a part of, the church, this church. We celebrate that all comes from the hand of our Heavenly Father. And we celebrate the hope that he plants deep, deep within us, that nothing that comes our way can rock. And so today, we come to the table, the Thanksgiving table, with hearts overflowing with gratitude. The call comes this morning for you and for me. Come, not because we must, but because we may. Not because we are worthy, but because through Jesus' death on the cross, we are invited. Not because we are strong, but exactly because we are weak and in need of him. Not because we are all the same, but because we have all become one in Jesus Christ. Come, you and I are invited. Come. Let's pray. We come to this Thanksgiving table aware that we are unworthy. But as we hear the invitation and we see the bread and the cup, the generosity and forgiveness that you extend to us, we are grateful. You have prepared a table for us, invited us, feed us of the bread of that is you, that we may be whole. And so we come, grateful, thankful, hungry for the meal that you have brought to us. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Once again, let's take a moment to pray. We come to this table, God, so grateful for all you have done, so grateful for this invitation. Touch our lives. Amen. Is anyone overlooked who would like to participate this morning? I give you this bread in Jesus' name. Take and eat it in remembrance of God's love and this call for all of us to be part of his body, church. Let's participate together.
After the meal, Jesus took the cup and he blessed it and he said to his disciples, "This is my blood that is shed for you. Drink this in the remembrance of me." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that in your communion, in the fellowship of bread and wine, we are reminded of your love, your forgiveness, and your acceptance. So bless this community as we participate and partake in your love and forgiveness and acceptance of each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone been overlooked who would like to be served? And take this one and drink in remembrance of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection.
Rise for the benediction and remain standing for the closing hymn, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow," number 118. May God bless you and keep you. May the very face of God shine on you and be gracious to you. May God's presence embrace you and give you peace. Amen.
If you'd rather look at 606 in the Brown Book, that would work too. This is our Mennonite doxology. We'll sing As Our Grace for the Meal Downstairs. Mm-hmm.